Shocking statistic, 160,000 children in the U.S. miss school each day because they're afraid of being bullied. So how can you help your child deal with the effects of bullying, and how do you spot it before it gets out of control? Joining us live is Dr. Stephen Pasternak, Division Chief of Pediatric Psychology at the Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dr. Pasternak, thanks for being with us this morning on WTOP. I guess the first question would be for parents, how do you spot the signs of a child who is being bullied?
No, that's a wonderful question. You know, ultimately, when you look at how kids deal with stress, whether it's bullying or other stress, what I always have parents keep in mind is that kids' normal reaction is to either internalize that stress, which means they may want to avoid things. They may develop physical complaints, tummy aches, things like that. You know, a 5-year-old or a 15-year-old who doesn't want to go to school, but, you know, really is otherwise healthy, that should raise a red flag with a parent. But the other way that kids deal with stress is sometimes to externalize it, which means they start to get a little bit more defiant, sometimes aggressive. And those are red flags as well. Whenever you see your child, you know, experience any, you know, or exhibit any change in their behavior, if they start to avoid and withdraw a little bit more, they start to complain of physical complaints a little bit more, or they start to act out a little bit more, that should always raise a red flag with parents.
So you spot this behavior in your child. What do you do? What's the next step?
Well, you have to basically do some detective work. You know, you have to figure out what's the cause, what's the source. If there's a sense that they may be having problems with kids at school, you have to ask about it. And sometimes you have to go to the source. You have to ask the teachers about it as well. You know, bullying can happen in a lot of different places. It happens on the bus. It can happen in the classroom. Sometimes it can happen in the household where older siblings bully their younger siblings. It's not fun when people aren't treating you so well. So sometimes it is important to start that dialogue with kids.
How do you get them to confess to you what's happening, and when do you know when you need to seek some professional help, some outside help?
Well, I think a lot of times, you know, it really is about how parents set the table. So if they start talking about this from a very early age, you know, and really what I always encourage parents to talk about is what's appropriate behavior. You know, what should you be doing appropriately with your friends? How should you be treating your friends? But also, how should your friends be treating you? And if kids understand what's right, what's wrong, then they're more likely to identify when somebody's not treating them well.
It's important, isn't it, to make sure you build your child's self-esteem and self-confidence so that they don't necessarily feel victimized in these circumstances.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, a child in those circumstances feels powerless. You know, if they are not equipped to handle somebody treating them poorly, either by calling them names or physically intimidating them, then they're really lost. And the more that we can do to help kids recognize what's going on, you know, help them feel good about what they can do in that situation, the better they're going to be able to handle that, and the less likely it's going to cause them long-term damage later on, basically. So when we look at self-esteem, sometimes that is an inborn trait. Some kids are just born bursting with self-esteem, and sometimes we have to work on it. You know, I use a little technique I call the Jedi mind trick. And basically, we'll teach kids to just say very simple self-statements about how they're going to have a good day, how they're strong, how they can handle things. It sounds like a 1980s Saturday Night Live skit, but the reality is these are ways that we can help kids feel better about themselves by having that internal dialogue with themselves, basically.
Doctor, an important topic and some very good advice. We appreciate your time this morning.
No, thanks for having me.
Dr. Stephen Pasternak is the Division Chief of Pediatric Psychology at the Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan.